Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Sports Shots Pod. My name is Isaiah. I'm here with Kyle, and we're back on the next week.
Second straight week.
No delays. Let's go on and get on with today's program, Kyle. What is in the cup?
Got a little ginger ale with a little Christian Brothers going. My stomach is actually kind of hurting, but fuck it. Got to still drink.
There it is. Me, on the other hand, it was my birthday recently, and I got gifted a box of shots. As you can see, Kyle, right, from my older brother. Box of the little bottle shots, right? And today I opened up the Casamigos tequila. So I'm going to be sipping on this as we go on with the pod. That's what I'm going to be doing. But now that that segment's over,
I've been on mute the whole time. I was saying that Casamigos gives me a headache.
Oh, dude, it gives me vibes. Good vibes.
That's all you. You can have that.
Yeah. One liquor that I hate is vodka.
Oh, yeah. I stopped drinking vodka a long time ago.
I just can't.
Mainly because I'm American.
Yeah. And I mean, fuck Russia. I mean, a vodka and, like, Sprite is not bad, right? A vodka and cranberry, whatever, but...
Nah, tequila and cranberry is fine for me.
Yo, I agree. But MLB started, kind of, right? The whole Tokyo series that no one pays attention to because it starts at, like, 5 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not waking up that early to watch the fucking Dodgers.
No. I won't lie, I was awake. My son woke me up. But I'm not going to tune into that. You kidding me? I'm gonna wait for the actual opening day. I'm not gonna give MLB more viewership.
Hey, you know, well, you know what? They handing out all these damn contracts. They're gonna be playing the series in fucking Tibet at some point.
they're gonna have one of the divisional series in Dubai.
On top of the mountain. Shit, it'd be the desert series in Afghanistan or some shit.
But since MLB has partially started, we also got some new City Connect jerseys, specifically our home team, the Astros. And I like them better than Space City. I'm just gonna say it.
Oh no, these hands down are the best ones.
These are some heat, bro. They got even my wife was excited for the City Connect jerseys. That's how good these jerseys are. I currently have just a home jersey, just an orange one.
Holy fuck, are you serious?
What's the price? Look at the prices, huh?
No, I'm not even looking at the price yet. I'm looking at the other teams that's getting the new City Connects. The fucking Dodgers are getting one. They have them right underneath us. Fuck them. Let's see, the Twins are getting one.
Okay.
The Blue Jays. I actually like the current one for Toronto. The all black with the Toronto and red and those are actually pretty nice. The Cardinals are getting the new one, which their current ones kind of sucked. It was boring.
It wasn't
really nothing. Cleveland is getting a new one. That's good because theirs kind of sucked also. Detroit's getting another one. I actually like theirs.
Detroit, theirs was like black, right?
It was like black and with the blue accent.
Yeah,
and Motor City written on it.
Yeah.
Tampa is getting a new one. Theirs is actually the best ones, actually.
Have you ever met a Tampa fan?
As many times as Adam been to Tampa Bay, no.
Yep.
No.
It's mainly Miami, right?
Not even.
Yeah. Baseball's not really.
You know what's funny? I see more hockey fans in Tampa than I do baseball fans.
Wow. Lightning, right?
Yeah.
I know my NHL teams somewhat.
Somewhat. Name all the teams in Canada. Go.
Oh, no. I'm done.
It's over. Do it. There's like seven.
On seven? I thought there was three. Oh, my gosh. Gosh.
No, it was almost 10% of the league. Come on.
Toronto has one.
Yes, that's one.
Ontario.
No, Toronto. Ontario is the state. Toronto is the city.
That's right, yeah. I'm stupid.
Come on. Geography, I see.
My geography is limited to the US of A.
Barely.
As it should be. Just kidding.
Come on, now Canada's about to be the 51st state.
Dude, I have no clue. Give me, tell me the city name, and then maybe I could tell you the team.
Okay, there's two teams you should have named off rip. You got one. It's Toronto. Mm-hmm. The other one is Montreal.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, you should have got them.
Yeah, I should have got that one. Right. Winnipeg, whatever the city's called.
Okay, that's
right.
Winnipeg, yes, that's three. Four, you should have got another one because there was just in the cup final last year.
The cup final? It was the Panthers.
Versus?
The Oilers?
Four, Edmonton.
Okay. There you go, Edmonton, yes.
Yes, now there's another team in Alberta, which is where Edmonton resides.
I don't know.
Calgary. So that's five. Okay.
No, yeah, I will never get that one.
Okay, six. Can you give me six?
No, no way.
Six and seven, you can't think of them.
The Penguins.
That's Pittsburgh.
I know. After I said it, I was like, no, that's the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. One of them resides in the Washington, D.C. of Canada. Now, let's see if you know your geography.
Washington, so D.C.
That's like double points.
No. It's a hard no for me.
All right. Ottawa. Ottawa Senators.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know the Senators, but yeah.
Yeah, that's Ottawa.
I wouldn't have.
Ottawa is like the D.C. of Canada, and Toronto is like the New York.
That makes sense.
So, all right, so that's six, and the last team is Vancouver.
Okay.
All
right,
so.
I knew at least more than half of the actual places. That's not bad. But anyway. Yeah,
so, that was a lot for Yana.
It was. I was excited about knowing hockey teams, and you just went straight out of the country. You know, that's kind of hard.
Hey, look. First of all, I was thinking earlier that you haven't quizzed me in a while, but then it was like, if I'm going to do something for you, I'm going to have to get something hard. Like, I want you to think. Because yeah. I know that's hard for you because you don't really know yet. You're still learning.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not giving you no more baseball quizzes from here on out.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'm going to give you NBA or NFL. So.
Nah, NFL, I might pass that shit also. The NBA, it's iffy. It's iffy because like
NFL to me, NFL to me is like how you feel about MLB. That's like my bread and butter.
Oh no, NFL, that's my bread and butter too. All
right, but,
that's what I was saying. No, that's why I don't even bother because I'll get there. NFL, dude, you gotta understand. There was a time when I was in middle school, like every morning, it was mandatory. Because this was when I realized that we had the channel. Mm-hmm. I was watching NFL Network. Every single day, nonstop.
That was me too.
And that was when they was actually showing, you know, actual shit, not all this talk shows and all the shit that they got. They was actually showing the old timer games and like breaking down. Like it was Steve Sable with the film session. So like I was watching a lot of that shit.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's ask each other questions back and forth until someone gets it wrong. Of answers we know, right? Not look it up, just answers you know, right? So like for example, I'll ask you a question first.
Right.
Who leads the NFL in most career interceptions?
Favre?
Okay, most career interceptions like picks, like DB wise. Defensive wise.
Oh, okay.
But Favre is right for a quarterback. Okay.
Yeah. You didn't say which position.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah. So what?
My next guess would have been Namath because he threw a lot of picks. Also.
He did, but I don't think he played long enough.
He probably. Then again, the game they only played like 14 games.
So. Yeah, I mean, didn't he win like Super Bowl four, something?
Three. No. Yes, three. Three.
Yeah.
And then the Jets said, we're done. let's see. For DB, gosh. I want to say.
I could give you hints if you want.
I may need some hints because I have some names. But, like, okay. No, before you give me any hints, what era?
Oh, man. This is old. He's old. An old guy.
Okay.
Old guy.
Okay.
Not like black and white now, old, but...
Okay, so was it before or after the merger?
After.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they play... Did he play on a dominant team that won a lot of Super Bowls?
No.
Hmm. Night Train Lane?
Mm-mm. No. That's the that's too early.
I'll just throw a name. I'll throw a name out.
No, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, but that's like almost 10 years too early.
Okay. Well, 10 years. Well, you say he wasn't on the dominant team, so that crosses out anyone on Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, he
it would have to be someone on the Packers.
No. It is damn. It is at NFC. It is.
Well, the 49ers wasn't out.
No.
Well, maybe they were, but they wasn't like started. They wasn't like no. Ready he, to what they are now.
He did win a championship.
NFC.
Play.
Well, he won a championship, so I can rule out anyone on the Vikings.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. So he played for the Vikings.
Okay, he
won a championship with someone else. Yes.
Damn, okay. So he was on with the Purple People Eaters.
Yes.
Fuck. I don't remember their BBs. I remember some of their D-line. Like, I know Jim Marshall.
Mainly played safety, too. He wasn't really a...
Yeah.
QB.
Fuck. Okay, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm out.
It's Paul Cross.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
81 interceptions. Not
still stands.
Still stands.
Wow.
Still stands. It stands since 79.
Okay. Yep. I learned something new. Who did he win the Super Bowl with?
He won with Minnesota.
No, Minnesota never won.
Unless it was Washington. I don't think Washington.
Washington didn't win that early.
No.
So NFC team. See. Yeah, look it up. Because it had to have been Green Bay.
Paul Cross.
I'm trying to think of what NFC team won early.
Well, it says NFL champion, 1969.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that was the Super Bowl then. Because 69 was... So he was on the Packers.
No, yeah. he played for the Vikings that year. NFL 1969.
Our older listeners are like screaming right now.
Yeah, you idiots. You fucking dumbasses. Go read a book.
This is why I can't listen to kids.
Minnesota Vikings beat the Cleveland Browns 27-7 in the 1969 NFL Championship game. Unless Wikipedia is wrong, or the NFL.
Yes, Wikipedia is wrong.
Oh yeah, I think the Purple Peters is probably the number one nickname of any team in any sport. Minnesota Vikings 1969.
NFL championship. I don't need to look that shit up. They never won anything.
I guess when was the first Super Bowl?
It was 67. It was the Packers Chiefs.
Are we just dumb? Then it was
Packers Raiders in the second Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then
I guess. I don't know why it just says NFL Championship.
Yeah, and then I could tell you the first four Super Bowls. First one was Packers Chiefs. Second one was Packers Raiders. Third one should have been the Colts.
Yeah, because the Jets won the third Super Bowl in 1969.
Jets Colts. Yeah, the Jets Colts in 69, and then maybe 69. And then, no, the fourth Super Bowl was Kansas City, Minnesota. And I probably got my ears mixed up. But
yeah, I don't, yeah, I don't
those
know.
Those are definitely different.
I guess NFL championship means something else.
It was pre-Super Bowl.
Well, they wanted, I guess, I don't know, man. Someone's
got... Wikipedia got that wrong.
So someone's gonna have to school us.
Well, school you.
Okay. All right, buddy. It says the guy that didn't know the interception leader.
Okay, that was a good one, though.
All right, go ahead. Ask me one. Right. Ask me one.
Shit, I gotta think. I should have been thinking of one throughout all that shit.
You should have been thinking while you were thinking.
Okay. I'm gonna try to go NBA.
Oh, I thought we were doing NFL.
Okay. NFL. NFL. What game was nicknamed the Heidi Bowl? And why was it called that?
The Heidi Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah. This is NFL.
Mm-hmm.
This has to be like in the same era that I was talking about.
Yeah, it is.
Because I ain't heard it by. I'm usually from like 80s to now. I'm pretty good.
Oh, no. We're going to do this. We're going to do the full spectrum.
Yeah, I get you. Okay. So, that means Namath was the quarterback.
Yes.
Okay, was the Heidi Bowl the Super Bowl?
No. It was a good game, and it was a preview of a playoff game later that season.
Okay.
But you did, but guess what? But guess what, though? What? I'm going to help you out. You got one of the teams right when you said Namath.
Yeah.
So okay. That's one.
So the Jets. It wasn't the Super Bowl. Yes.
No. So it was a regular season game.
If it was playoffs, it was part of the AFC.
No, it wasn't a playoff game. No. It was right before the playoffs.
Oh, my gosh.
I said it was a matchup later. It was a preview.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not the Chiefs.
No.
The Raiders.
Okay, there you go. It was the Jets and the Raiders.
Oh, it was cut or something, right?
Yes, something, yes, like, yes.
Something started playing.
Yeah, the NBC cut off the game because back then, during that time, the NFL didn't dominate the TV where they said, you're going to play us, so help us God.
Yeah.
During those times, actual TV programming dominated TV. So when they say your time slot is this time slot, it was that time slot. And it was some kid's show at the time that cut off. And you can imagine the amount of beer bottles that was thrown at TV sets that night.
How many TVs were broken? Significant others hit.
Yeah, I mean, if we're being honest,
we will go into too much, but you know, we know.
But I mean, look at those times now. Exactly. I mean, come on now.
That's when white beaters first came out. No, I'm just joking. I have no clue. I'm not talking about the shirt. All right, I'll stop. Anyway, let's move on to NFL present time, right? So, still free agency, draft is not till next month. But salary market, the salary for the positions is like out of whack right now, right? Yeah, and I say that because we all just saw what the Bengals did, right?
Piggybacking off what we were talking about last week, when is the bubble going to pop?
Exactly. Now, the Bengals promised Ja'Marr Chase to make him the highest paid non-quarterback player in the NFL regarding average annual salary, right? They said that before Myles Garrett signed his $40 million a year contract, making him the highest non-paid QB for average annual salary.
Which means they had to go higher.
Exactly. The Bengals kept the promise, kind of kicked themselves in the butt, but kept the promise. They gave him $40.2 million per year, making him the highest non-paid quarterback, right? And then not only did they do that, they franchise tagged T. Higgins, but then gave him a nine-figure salary, right? I think he's making like $28 million a year now. So Joe Burrow making $55 million a year, Ja'Marr Chase making $40 million a year, and T. Higgins making $27 million a year. They're going to be averaging 35, and their opponents will be averaging 38, right? This is what's going to happen. Why do you spend over a third, closer to half of your salary cap on just three players. One who's injury prone, the other one who has gotten injured before. I don't get it. Like, the issue wasn't the offense, right?
No, it really wasn't. And there goes my long-standing prediction that T. Higgins was going to be a Texan.
You guys would have had the biggest wide receiver tandem in the league. 2-6-4-1.
Isaiah, you're still in pretty good shape, right? No, you're not. Don't lie.
I'm not in pretty good. Yeah, I'm not. I'm not in shape.
All right, neither am I. But guess what? That's good enough. You want to move to Cincinnati because they need somebody on that line. They ain't signing. What's his name? Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah,
they ain't re-signing him.
Nope.
So
they don't got enough.
My knees is crack-a-lacking, and sounding like Rice Krispies snap, crackle, and pop. But I can still get down, and I can still get in the 3-point stance.
You know what?
So I'll do it at a premium.
You know what? They don't even got to give us separate contracts. Just give us both on one contract, right? We'll alternate downs. You know, you go in first, I'll go in second.
We'll split the cost. We'll split it evenly.
Exactly. You'll have fresh legs every down, fresh old legs. You know what I'm saying?
So I mean, now if the opposing offense decides they want to run no huddle, I mean, we don't know how to stop against that. Yeah. I mean, because
flag, y'all 12, got tore 12, the fuck up, 12 men on the field. You know, it's gonna happen.
Take an injury, pull a hammy or some shit.
It happens already. Listen, I am currently 275. You know, I could plug in a gap. Right, that's it. Yeah. That's it. I could just be in the way.
Man, you could plug a gap, and I could plug a toilet. So, like, let's go.
We got this, baby.
Shit, signed you 275. I'm about 230. So let's go.
Oh, you listen. He goes in on NASCAR package, and I go in on first and goal. All right, that's our contract. Just give us, you know. Just get us a $5 million total contract. You get 2.5. I get 2.5. All guaranteed. Come on. We need it all guaranteed. All right. Just like everyone else is getting. Yeah. All guaranteed. All right. Also want residuals. Royalties.
I don't care about Vicker. And since we'll be alternating snaps on one contract, we're going to meet them incentives that if we play enough snaps, we're going to get a bonus. Mm-hmm. So we need that too.
We need them incentives. Half a sack total for the season. Well, what's going to happen is someone's going to trip and we're going to just, like, touch him.
Hey, that counts.
It counts.
That counts.
Counts. Shit. Give us a contract. Bengals, call us. We're here. Joe Burrow not only asked for his receivers, but he asked for some, you know, Isaiah Kyle to get out there and get some reps in. You know what I'm saying?
And see, and here's the next thing. Also, we could be interchangeable. You can play DN. Mm-hmm. I can play tight end if they need to.
Exactly. You know,
because I'm slower than your average tight end. Like, but you know, shit, I can go out there. You're gonna need someone to plug that position because you can't afford one right now. Listen, you tied up 50% of your cap on three guys.
Listen,
you still got to protect them.
If
didn't Joe Burrow have protection problems years ago?
He does to this day. To this day, listen. Hmm. If you need a 275 fullback to chop someone down, you know my number. All right, Bengals, Cincinnati, call your boys.
Cleveland, for that matter, you need a quarterback. I mean, I can't remember the last time I threw a pass further than 40 yards, but I mean, it's like your offense is trash anyway. You ain't going downfield.
Hey,
you doing check downs and hand it off to what's his name?
Chubb.
The dude that keep, I was about to say the dude keep tearing his legs.
Chubsters. Listen, Cleveland, if you need someone to hand off a ball, call us. Read option. We got you. Guarantee you no more than on the yard, though. So don't, you know.
And also, Cleveland, in the contract, you got to put in an incentive for every week that we stay out of a massage parlor. That's an extra bonus.
Put it in the contract. That's all I'm gonna say. No, I'm just kidding. So going back to the contracts, Justin Jefferson is making $35 million a year, $34 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Is
like a bargain.
You think exactly? So you agree with me that you'll have Jefferson over Chase Right.
Oh, yeah, any day.
Because Jefferson's putting up Chase numbers. I mean, look at his QBs. Kirk, Sam Darnold. He's got J.J. McCarthy
this year. And he's still putting up those numbers.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Whatever happened to defense wins championships?
Still does.
Yeah, but the Bengals don't. The Bengals don't understand that rule. When's the last? Who's the last defensive great on the Bengals? Geno Atkins. You know, it's hard.
I mean, if you're that kind of player, you'll say Burfitt.
Okay, Paul Fontes Burfitt.
I mean, if you play like that, I mean, more power to you.
That's why I can't think of one off the top of my head. Like, don't get me wrong, it's cool to have star wide receivers and a star QB, right, swagged out, play top of the game, but it doesn't matter if your defense allows 30 points a game. Like, what's the point? Hey. You're just signing them just to keep up. That's literally all you're doing.
Hey, keeping up with the Joneses, man, that's what you got to do. Put it this way, they'll be the highest scoring. They better be the highest scoring team in that division.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm drafting Jamar Chase, number one overall pick. Don't get it.
Yeah. And if I end up with T. Higgins, I'll be sure not to keep him on my bench like I did this season.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, if you could get that Joe Burrow Chase tandem or that Joe Burrow Higgins tandem, somehow all three, if you get all three, you need to be investigated. But if you could get just any of those duos, I mean, it's a win. Or
commissioner needs to be investigated too. Exactly. He allowed that shit.
Exactly. that's what you call bad government.
Yeah. Don't make me pivot.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry. Anyway, I want to move on one more thing to have a topic. So, the Houston Texans, they lost one of the best left tackles in the game right now. I think Laremy Tunsil was ranked third in pass grade, or at least pass rushes allowed, right? He was a top tier.
Ranked first in false starts.
That's just true, right? You are not wrong at that. But then they signed, you know, Cam Robinson, $12 million. He allowed the third most pass rushes. But I that's not who I want to get to. They just paid a man the highest amount of salary that a defensive back has ever been paid. Derek Stingley, junior, right? I think he's a junior.
Yeah.
Got paid 3 years, $90 million.
3 year extension on top of that rookie deal, which kicks in. That won't kick in until like another year or so. So.
Right. But that, I don't think he's even top three defensive back.
He had a breakout season.
He did. I won't lie.
And
probably top five
at the right time.
He's
top five. Put him in top five.
I did a little research on PFF to see who was their top corners. I think he came at four. Right. I want you to try to guess who was number one.
Sertan.
He was number two. A white boy was the number one cornerback.
Not DeJean.
Cooper DeJean.
Already?
At 86.3 rating.
Now, what factors into that?
So, all that factors in. Oops. Clicked on the wrong thing. So, what many factors in, right, is the run defensive grade, which he's the second best corner in, and the coverage grade, which he's the 12th best corner in. And so you average those out, came out to 86.3. He had an 84.2 coverage grade, which is beyond good. But his grade was 86.3 for the 2024 season. He also had a 90.4 in the run grade, which I talked about. So that's Cooper DeJean, right? And in the Super Bowl, I mean, he proved it, right, I guess. Patrick Surtain is number two at 83.8. Garrett Williams, I've never heard of him, from Arizona, is at 82.
Now, how do these nerds calculate these run grades.
All that shit. You remember those, that probability and statistics class that we could care less about?
No.
Exactly. But exactly. That one. Trent McDuffie tied with Garrett Williams, Trent McDuffie for the Chiefs, 82. And then Derek Stingley came in at 5. So they made him, you know, top dude. What does it mean for Sauce Gardner? What does it mean for the Jets? Jets are screwed because they wanted to wait to sign Sauce Gardner. They're also screwed because they waited to sign Garrett Wilson and saw what Jamar Chase just got. So the teams that didn't sign their stars early are now screwed because there's record-breaking contracts happening on both sides of the ball.
Can we stop calling it record-breaking? We just call it contract.
It's.
I mean, I get it. It's just the fact that it's like you're only going to be the top highest paid, whatever, for like a couple hours.
And nowadays, yeah. Yeah. Now, Patrick Mahomes still holds the biggest contract in NFL history.
Yeah, it's because of the years.
10 years, yeah.
It kind of feels like slavery in a way.
Oh, it is. It is.
And then, belong to me, boy.
And then who's the master? Taylor Swift? I'm just kidding.
No, you ain't wrong. Because guess what? The master is whoever brings in the money.
She is a money attractor. But let's move on to more exciting things, more important things happening. The only thing attractive. Say it again.
The only thing attractive.
March Madness starts from what we're recording tomorrow, I think.
No, it actually starts now, but who gives a fuck about the first four? Speaking of which, how do your Longhorns do? How does it feel to be in the first four? I want to talk shit and say y'all play the first four and we play the, I'm not going to finish that sentence, but you kind of know what I'm getting at.
Yeah. So, we'll see, I guess, today.
I could check right now. Are they playing today?
I don't want to be disappointed. So,
They play in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. So, they think they play, they're the last game to play Xavier. We're predicted to win, but I mean, come on, dude. I can't get excited about Texas basketball. Texas women's basketball, sure. But Texas men's basketball. Yeah. You know, anyway, me and Kyle created our own separate brackets.
Oh, but let's talk about U of H basketball
first. Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Like, what's your thoughts on U of H? How do you think they look?
They're looking good. You know,
good.
I mean, they look good every year, no?
That's true.
You know, like
I'm already thinking I'm going to call off if they fuck up.
if they get eliminated.
Yeah. I'm calling off the next morning because like they got to make it all the way. At least get to the damn championship game. At the very least. And I'm not even saying just get to the Final Four. Y'all need to get to the damn championship game.
How far did they go last year? They went pretty far, no?
Fucking Sweet 16.
Never mind.
That's it.
Never mind.
I think the year before that, they were like in the Elite Eight.
You see, you're close to the mic, and you sound perfect.
Oh, that's because I'm reaching down, grabbing my charger. I'm usually reclining back.
Yeah, you kind of sound.
Sound back to sound.
Well, every time I'm 18, I always have to pick up your volume.
Well, anyways, yeah, Houston, man. I need y'all to make a deep run.
For Kyle, he needs it. He needs something to be able to talk crap to me about.
I mean, I still can because I mean it's. I mean, at the same time, we're on the same level. Like UT football does a lot of winning. Don't win the games they're supposed to. Much like us.
Mm-hmm.
We do more winning.
Do you have your bracket pulled up or no?
dumbass said. Let me pull up the bracket before we get started.
All right, I'm gonna. I want us to list our elite eights. I'm gonna go first.
I got it up.
All right. Do you you have the floor, sir? Who do you have in your? Or do you want me to go first?
Oh, and it doesn't matter.
You.
I'll go.
Yeah.
So which one is the elite eight? So I can see. Oh. Okay, I got Auburn, who's at Michigan State.
Okay.
Memphis, St. John.
Okay.
Houston, Tennessee.
Okay.
And Duke, Alabama.
Okay.
And that's in the league I'm doing with the family that you didn't fill out yet, so I guess you ain't family.
Now, I'll fill it out tonight.
And the one that we're going head-to-head with, just me and you, just to see who can get the highest percentage right.
Mm-hmm.
I got Auburn, Iowa State.
Okay.
Florida, St. John's. I'm bullish on St. John's, but they ain't getting past the Elite Eight. Houston, Kentucky. Somehow Kentucky makes it.
Okay.
And Duke, Alabama again. It's going to be Duke, Alabama in that East field. They're going to just tear through everyone.
So, on my East, I have the same team. I have Duke, Alabama. On the South, I have Auburn and Michigan State. On the West, I got Florida and Texas Tech. And on the Midwest, I got Houston and Tennessee.
But you don't have Houston going past that.
I do not have Houston making the Final Four. My Final Four is Auburn, Florida, and Duke and Tennessee. Now I can name one of your Final Four.
A lot of brackets. You can name my Final Four. It's the same teams. Same teams you name plus one.
Minus Tennessee plus Houston.
Yes. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to get busted if Houston, Florida, Auburn, or Duke loses.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. I have all four ones making it to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I don't have time for Cinderella's this year. Like it's cute, yeah. But
I went Cinderella's last year, first round done.
Yeah, like I don't have time for some future car salesman cooking my future first round draft pick. Like
exactly,
ain't got time for that shit. Go sit down. It's cute. Yeah, I made it. Get your run on TV. You know, let TV pander to you and all your fans and how small the school is and how new the program is. You know, get your little 5 seconds of fan and get the fuck out the way. Let the blue bloods get in there because we got unfinished business.
Exactly. Who do you have in your championship game?
I mean, as if you have to ask.
Well, I know Auburn. One's Houston, right?
Again, I think I have Auburn in one and then Florida in the other.
Okay. I got Auburn and Tennessee. And then I got Tennessee winning it.
Dude, it ain't got to be all SEC.
It has to be. Football, basketball, baseball, LSU, nah. Don't matter. Vanderbilt.
The LSU, Tennessee just won a baseball last year.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Tennessee, they getting ready to fucking grab their guns and their pickups. Hang on.
But do you, I mean, like, who's that one team from Chicago, that private school team that almost went all the way?
Loyola.
Like, that hasn't happened since then.
Well,
you know,
no, because the other year you had San Diego State and Miami and Florida Atlantic in the Final Four.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I mean, but SEC.
We ain't got time for that shit this year.
But the SEC rules everything. So.
Yeah, because I got the most money.
Exactly.
Money buys everything.
Exactly.
But I don't think people watch the Final Four for complete analysis. I think they just watch for their allegiance to whatever school that they like or went to, and then just everyone just hopes for the best in their brackets, which usually ends up busted in a way. But anyone who gets a perfect bracket, it's like, all right, either you want to take them to Vegas with you, or they need to be investigated by the CIA.
Yeah. You need to buy a lottery ticket immediately. Yeah. We hit the three main topics. You did say that you had a rant in your pocket.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know if you saw on Instagram, I follow MLB Network, and they had they did a post on kind of like putting Texas on the spot with the Astros and the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just drawing highlights of both to Big X the plug. And, you know, nice. I kind of felt that shit because, you know, that's some Texas shit. You know, I like that.
Yeah.
It's just that we just had to see that other team featured in that. But, you know, and that's what pisses me off even more, that we couldn't finish the job in 23 after game 5, because otherwise that team in South Oklahoma would not be getting this type of recognition that they're getting now. But that's not the thing that I wanted to get at. And at the end of the day, congratulations to them, because they did win. But here's what I really want to point out is, yes, this is going to be a Houston versus Dallas bit. Or whatever the fuck. I mean, Ranger fans. See, that's the thing. Ranger fans, you can't even claim Dallas. You don't even know where the fuck they live. At least Astro fans, you know they're just in Houston. But Rangers fans, they're going to be in fucking McKinney or Allen or Claiborne or fucking Fort Worth or some shit. Like, you don't know where the fuck they're at. The thing that struck me when I was looking at, you know, just mindlessly scrolling through the comment feed, because I was looking to see where the Rangers was going to either bring up A, the Astros cheating, or B, Houston is the little brother. And there it was. Houston was the little brother. All right, Isaiah, which team was birthed first, if birthed is a word, first in the state of Texas?
Astros.
Okay. And the Rangers was a relocation.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros was thought of with such tender love and care that when the team was getting formed, they said that we have to not only make the first team in Texas, we got to make the first domed air-conditioned facility for them to play in. The first of its kind in that era, right?
Right.
Texas, on the other hand, was spawned off a failed, defunct reboot of the Washington Senators that went bankrupt and had to move again. And then they said, fuck it, just leave them out there in the sun.
Mm.
So you tell me which team has more care in the state and which team was thought of more. No one didn't know that the Rangers fucking existed until Nolan Ryan went up there with whatever was left in his arm that fell off eventually.
Talk to him.
All right. So I don't know why. Okay, great. Y'all luck up and win one World Series that no one will even remember, because no one fucking watched it, because everyone was getting ready for an Astros-Phillies rematch. Okay. Like, and all of a sudden, y'all think that y'all the shit and y'all run things in the state. Okay, Houston, the Astros have had way longer of a history of winning and putting the state on the map. Way longer before the Rangers was even thought of. We did. There's two things Houston did first in the state. That was to bring baseball into the state, and that was to bring an NBA title into the state. All right? So Dallas, yes, yeah, they got the Cowboys. Fine. Whatever. Go ahead and dust off them damn old-ass trophies that you got to see in black and white, because you keep getting further away, because it's them trophies and them games that they won the trophies for is getting as faded as Jerry Jones's memory. All right? So, like, y'all just need to sit the fuck down. I'm tired of seeing all this shit about the Rangers thing and that they run the state. You don't. Okay? You don't. You just don't. You're just hot. You're just what's trendy right now. And not even that. That's all I have to say.
Talk to him.
They just need to sit down somewhere.
Yeah. No, no, no. You get it out. Get it out. Take a sit. Roll your shoulders. Get it out. Roll your head around. Roll the neck around. Get it out. What?
I would spark one, but I'm out.
Damn it. Now we're pissed again.
No, yeah, I know. No, I'd be pissed if I didn't have shit.
Going back to March Madness real quick, who's the number one team you think that will get, you know, get beat early? If you had to pick one. Houston? I'm just joking. Now, Cooper Flagg is hurt, right? For Duke, the number one prospect in the entire country.
Honestly, man, I'm not going to even hold myself. We out of all the number ones, I think we may be the first one.
Oh,
and that's what I'm scared of, because Auburn, ooh, Florida looks too complete. Duke, maybe not. I haven't watched too much of Duke, but I just worry if we come up against someone who's on a hot streak and we don't. Now, this is like the first time that the Cougars are actually deep, where they can have multiple guys that can drop 20 on any given night.
Oh, nice.
But like, I've seen it too much that if we're cold, bro, it's a wrap. I've seen it too much. So I don't know, but Auburn is kind of limping coming in. So mm-hmm. If you're going to go off recency bias,
I mean, I was gonna say Duke just because Cooper Flagg is hurt,
but he may play.
Yeah, yeah, he's looking good, like he's looking progress. I mean, I haven't watched Clemson, but I have you guys beating Clemson in the Sweet 16.
I don't even know where the fuck Clemson came from to be good in basketball.
No clue.
These runs.
Well, I guess it transferred from football. Can't be good at both, huh? Unless you're Alabama. Well, no, I mean, they, you know. Yeah.
Well, no, unless you're Florida, because remember, they went from winning the BCS to March Madness.
That's true. What a time. But yeah, man, that was good. We got through all our topics. We made it less than an hour, which I'm happy with. We, you know,
yep.
for the past few ones, man, we've been hitting over an hour.
Kept it short and sweet, as it's supposed to be.
Yep. But I hope there's some crazy games, as there always is in March Madness, and we'll talk about, we'll elaborate on them on our next episode. Baseball's coming up next week. We'll talk about baseball.
Get ready for your team to piss you off on a random weekday night.
Mm-hmm. At late in the evening, too.
Staying up to watch your squad play them West Coast games. They're leading all the way past midnight. You go to sleep, wake up at 2 in the morning, and see that they lose an extra innings.
Walk off, yeah. You'll hate it. You'll hate it. NFL, we'll talk a little about NFL, maybe just quizzes until the draft. But stay tuned in for next time.
Complain about owners overspending on these damn players. No one is worth $40, $50 million a year. I don't care what job you do.
Owners overspending on their facilities. But
really?
Check out the Instagram.
Okay.
The Sports Shots Pod.
I think people have been doing it.
On IG, keep doing it. I think people find our podcast from the Instagram, if I'm being honest.
Probably.
If I'm like being like real.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
So we got to put clips up.
Exactly. There'll definitely be clips, a couple clips from this going up. Thank you all.
Come on, man. This is a generation of short attention span. Okay.
It is, yeah. Anyway, I'm trying to end it, Kyle. Let me end it. Gosh, let me just kill it. It's breathing. It's wheezing. Thank you all. Thanks for watching. We'll see you all next week.
Let it suffer.